let's move on. So when it comes to paying off your debts, really, do we want to think about this in January? This is when all the Visa bills and all your credit card bills are coming in for all the money that you spent over the holidays. So a lot of people do start to think about that, I guess, or they would love to anyway. So when it comes to the idea of paying off your debts, it's pretty important that you make sure that you're working with a reputable company. So we heard that the Financial Consumer Agency of Canada released a consumer alert. They actually warned people about some debt reduction companies who claim that they can negotiate a deal to lower your debt. You've probably heard of this before, right? This is often called debt reduction, debt settlement, debt relief, debt negotiation, something like that. However, this could actually be more of a hindrance than a help. So we're going to talk about some things to avoid falling for when it comes to a debt repayment plan that seems too good to be true. How do you figure out which debt consultants are the right ones to talk to about that? Well, Blake Elia is with us, a trustee in bankruptcy at Sands and Associates. Hi, Blake.
Hi, Simi. How are you?
Good. Nice to have you back.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so I had no idea that this was such a concern. It always seems like such a good thing when people offer to help you restructure your debts.
It is definitely a good thing to help individuals. I mean, that's what Sands and Associates prides itself on. But there is an increasing group out there that's trying to take advantage of consumers who want to avoid, going to see a bankruptcy trustee because they don't like the word bankruptcy.
What's in it for them then? If they don't want people to go see a bankruptcy trustee, where are they making their money off this?
Well, these debt consultants are basically charging upfront fees and really giving misleading information and unrealistic claims about what they can do to help these individuals with their debts.
How do you sort that out then?
How do you sort it out?
How do you know who is the legit person or the good person
to call up? The best way to, the starting point is is it a bricks and mortar business? What we're finding is a lot of American companies are offering these services, and, the consumer doesn't even actually meet these people, but they give up, good money, ranging anywhere from, $1,000 to $4,000 just to really get nowhere with assisting with their debts.
Some services, they offer it for free, though, don't they?
Well, typically, a trustee in bankruptcy, such as us, we do a free consultation for anybody, and we make them, an individual aware of what options they have available to them, whether they're in our office or even outside of our office. But typically, the debt consultant companies don't. They're really just preying on individuals looking for upfront fees.
Geez, that's awful when you think about it, right? These are people who are trying to take their finances into their hands, they're trying to be proactive, and they are going to get taken advantage of?
That's right. I mean, what we find in our office at Sands and Associates, we usually see these people after they've spent, really good money they can't afford with these debt consultants, and they need to come and see us to either go bankrupt or do a consumer proposal.
Wow. What would be a standard fee, do you think? Like, what's a reasonable price to pay to have your debts restructured?
I would say zero.
Really?
Zero as far as with a debt consultant, because you shouldn't have to pay to have someone look at your financial situation and make you aware of your options.
This is probably a bad time of year for a lot of people, though, isn't it, Blake?
It's the start of, getting your bills from Christmas and to see, did you overspend and how do I fix it now?
Probably, right? I would say most people
overspend.
Let's say you're getting those bills and you're concerned with, perhaps getting in over your head. Are there indications that perhaps you do need some help?
For sure. I mean, if you can't, if you're borrowing off of one credit card to pay another, I'd say that's a good warning sign that you're having a financial issue. If you're constantly needing to borrow on your credit cards to meet your monthly bill payments for rent or groceries or whatnot, and if you can't repay your credit card balance in full in a reasonable period of time, I'd say you may want to consider looking at your financial situation with a professional.
Is it easy to deal with credit card companies when it comes to negotiating what you pay back?
As far as being a trustee in bankruptcy, for sure. If you go through a trustee, the leading thing that we're seeing right now to help people is what's called a consumer proposal. And it's a process that your trustee works with your creditors and all of your creditors to come up with a single payment that's a single monthly affordable payment that you repay over a series of years, but it could be for half of what you originally owe.
Right. But the key to that is that you can, in the meantime, rack up more debt.
As far as what?
Well, like I'm saying, is if you're going to go in there and you're going to renegotiate and they're going to say, yes, okay, they're going to forgive this amount of it, but this is what you have to pay back. You can't just then go and spend more money on your credit cards.
That's right. No, your credit cards stop at that point. As soon as you go see the trustee and negotiate a proposal to your creditors, that's the end of your credit until you rebuild it after you finish the proposal process.
And do you have to pretty much rip up your credit cards?
Typically, the trustee in bankruptcy will take the credit cards so that they can't be used any further, and the credit card companies will not extend you any more credit anyway once you file a proposal.
And do you have to go to all those steps to get that benefit of restructuring your debts? Like, do you have to file the proposal, or is there a way to do this without getting that far into it?
I've seen individuals that, if you only have one or two creditors, you might be able to do an informal arrangement with them to repay your debts. They may even sometimes reduce the amount of your interest because they don't want you to go bankrupt. They want you to actually pay as much back as you can. I think the benefit of seeing a trustee is, though, a trustee can bind all of your creditors to the same agreement, whereas if you want to do it individually, you got to go to each of your creditors to try and come up with a deal. And the chances of them being the same are probably not going to be there.
Right. All right. We're talking with Blake Elia, trustee in bankruptcy at Sands & Associates. Blake, we're going to talk more about this, all right? But we have to take a quick break,
sure.
So stay with us. Can you get help? And how common is this, especially at this time of year? We'll have more after this. Let's check your